SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungandame on NITV Radio, and my guest is Nancy Bamaga of Bamaga Productions, an Indigenous-owned and operated consultancy business. In our conversation, we explore 2020 in business and the challenges thrown at her and her business, including the pandemic. We explore how Nancy Bamaga navigated these challenges, reinvigorating her business while staying true to her values and the traditions passed on to her by her Torres Strait Islands ancestors.
A bad start for the year in February, because I had a couple of events already for the whole year, which is like six events that have got cancelled. So that was a first kind of impact of COVID.
So what did you do, and how did you react?
Of course, and I thought at that time straight away, well, I've got to do something about it. You know, I've got to look at innovation and technology, and in terms of the production part of the arm of the business.
And were you equipped?
I didn't really have that infrastructure before, so I had to really build in that space and create awareness through other little articles in terms of hosting Mabo Day 2020 celebrations online via Facebook and using that new platform of virtual gatherings. So I tried it on Facebook, and then meanwhile I had another businesswoman that come to me and wanting to work within that space. And so we've joined forces now that I now have, through her, my business partner, the production arm, have come to life, so to speak.
And how quickly did you have to respond?
We had to do that really quickly. As you know, things happen so quickly in that space. You've got to, you know, get up, take a bit of a tumble, but get back on your feet real quick. And get back on there, and you know, and look at, really analyze the situation, the environment that we're in terms of COVID 2020, and looking at how you can then adapt my business, which was at the time physical events, in terms of, say, for example, Welcome to Country traditional dance groups working in that space with me. How could I quickly then give them the platform to then have them showcase their talent and share our beautiful cultural heritage online. It just worked out really well for me. I think I was really lucky. You know, somebody else, you know, my business partner come and approached me at that time, at that early stage, and said, look, this is where I need to go. This is what I'd like to do. I think that as friends, you know, we can really, you know, build on what that is right now. And that's what I needed for myself in terms of Bamaga Productions to go to that next level. Really bring in the capacity of, you know, the production element that we, you know, in terms of doing what we're doing right now. It's just, I think, really important, you know, straight away, you know, seizing those opportunities and looking at a fresh way and a fresh map, invigorating yourself really to, you know, come into your full capacity in terms of what you need to do after you've analysed and, you know, mapped up what the needs are on the ground, or our locations in, you know, remote and regional communities.
Was it easy to integrate all communities?
As we know, not everyone has that access. When you talk about, you know, in terms of our digital capacity for in remote communities, how do we then work with, in terms of community development perspectives, to empower communities and giving them the opportunities to engage on that platform and building our industry in that area around technology and innovation. You know, we need more of our young people, obviously, to be in those locations and to make sure that we can compete at that level and being able to deliver and give results to our clients, you know, and produce, you know, fantastic programs.
Yeah, that would be the whole organization, community, staff, and...
With myself, you know, being come from a community development background, it's really important for me to, you know, being able to support our community in that space, and so they can still deliver their programs or projects or, you know, whatever their messages are in terms of in that space. So I've been really grateful in terms of, I guess, fellow colleagues within the business, other black businesses, and my fellow colleague from Mara program, you know, we're talking about a couple of people that have worked, were in that Melbourne Business School with me, such as Lisa Wadigo and Mayor Asante at that time when we were there in 2014. Was it that long ago? Time flies.
6 years already. Yes. Time flies. Yeah.
And it's that thing about, you know, maintaining focus and your vision. You know, it's really important that you maintain your focus, and it has to be forefront of your mind, because you've got to, you know, really focus on those goals. What is this that you need to do? You know, if you've got the dollars there to do it, you know, investing in my business in terms of doing what I'm doing now, and, you know, really looking at those strategies.
I guess you would need support and networking and relevant strategies to be able to do that.
And, of course, networking, being able to network, and then having that, you know, from the outset, that family support. You know, if I don't create any income, you know, then that impacts on my ability to be able to support my family. But then at this point in time, the business is the one that helps me to do what I do, you know, in terms of good business and being able to contribute to community, you know, in terms of building community capacity.
And that will be kind of a way of invigorating your business.
When we talk about invigorating, you've got to really look at, so what is my aspirations, and then where can you go from there? What is your business plan? What is your business strategy to adapt to this current COVID kind of technology? What do I really need to do that? And what's my COVID plan? So you've got to have plans for everything now, you know?
Yeah.
And currently we're doing some gigs for other clients, so, you know, that's kind of like a necessity, like your workplace health and safety. You've got to have the COVID plan in there. You know, within our business space, we've got to have our workplace health and safety plus the COVID plan now in this 2020 pandemic that's having a lot of impact. Yeah. It's kind of like we see the problems and we, you know, adapt straight away in terms of the capacity to be able to deliver what we do.
Yeah, and has it been a smooth journey?
Yeah, and I've just been really lucky, I think, in that space. You know, Bamiga Productions itself has really come on more quickly. We started in July 1 this year, and we've already got a couple of gigs under our belt. And I'm really excited about some of the work we're doing right now for Sydney Opera House in terms of virtual gathering. We're going up to Bamiga, Cape York, to film some of our dance groups up there. And we've already done one here in Brisbane. I've just been really blessed.
And other First Nations businesses, working with other First Nations businesses.
People also support other businesses wanting to, you know, to support each other. We, as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses, being able to support each other as well, and being able to recommend our services to, you know, the appropriate businesses to, you know, our clients. And I think it's just wonderful that we're able to do that. You know, when we talk about the survival, you know, in a pandemic situation.
Yes, sounds like a smooth turnaround. How quickly were you able to turn around the business once again?
And it sounds like you also.
Well, I just tried to register the business in March, and I must say, like everybody else. Not everybody else, but, you know, some people within our community. I was also going through a lot of sorry business in terms of family members passing away at that time. So, you know, emotionally and mentally, that was kind of, you know, of course, that's human nature has impact on you. But being able to then focus on, okay, now I've got to really not get caught in that tunnel. You've got to really look forward and look at that light where you need to go to get out of that, and you know, and then move really quickly in terms of what I needed to do in order for my business to survive and go forward in its new name, Bamiga Productions.
Yeah, and it sounds like you bounced back very quickly and landed on your feet and have driven the business to another level. Now, before I let you go, anything we haven't covered you'd like to add, or a message to other businesses, because it's time to actually share your experience and your knowledge and
the wisdom. I will just say that a lot of the work I do, I am inspired by our young people. Yeah. I was, as a young person myself, inspired by my grandfather, Bamiga, so that's hence the name of the business, which is my surname, Bamiga Productions. What he envisaged for us at that time, back in 1947, when we relocated from Spiebei Island to mainland Australia, and what our people had to go through, because they wanted a better future for us and better education for us in terms of the climate change that affected our island back then around shortage of water. And they were living under the Act, which means they had to get permission every time they moved here and there, you know, within the Torres Strait from the past, but also adapt to the future, you know, in terms of what we needed to do. There are a lot of problems, obviously, but then how do we contribute to creating change on the ground by providing a service to our clients, a service to our community? So, and we're living also today as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander businesses, we have to compete in the with the mainstream businesses. So how do we do that, you know, in terms of strategizing and adapting? You know, we've got to be really quick on our feet to really, you know, catch the ball, you know. And but we've always done that as Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
Well, Nancy Bamiga, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much, Bertie.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.